This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has vetoed a bill that would have allowed more needle exchanges in the city. Current Denver law limits the number of needle exchanges to 3 and prohibits them from operating within 1,000 feet of schools and daycares. Yesterday, the Denver City Council approved a bill that would have removed those restrictions. Mayor Johnston told Denverite the city already has an adequate supply of needle exchange programs. In a letter to the council today, Johnston said the ordinance was, quote, the wrong solution at the wrong time. It's unclear whether City Council will attempt to override Johnston's veto. That would require at least one council member to change their vote. Rape kits currently take more than a year for processing in Colorado. Officials say the goal is a 90-day turnaround, and the backlog leaves victims in a painful limbo. The delay in DNA evidence can also lead to slowdown investigations and criminal charges. Miranda Spencer said she's waited for 400 days for her rape kit to be tested.
I've not felt safe in public, in my own home, not even in my own body. I'm a single mother and constantly worry about my safety and even more the safety of my daughter, too.
There have been no arrests in Spencer's case. State public safety officials say they're working to reduce the backlog. The Aurora Apartments, caught up in a national controversy over immigration, could close by February. A judge found that the Edge at Lowry Apartments pose, quote, an imminent threat to public safety and welfare. The city is working with Arapahoe County and others to provide relocation assistance to tenants. Tonight in Denver, mostly clear with a low around 19. This is CPR News.